إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. And your praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. We ask for His aid and His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Azza wa Jal from the evil of our own souls, from the evil of our wicked actions, and serve Allah Azza wa Jal guides, then none can misguide, and who serve Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. So for this lesson, we will discuss a very important topic, and this is the belief of the people of the Sunnah and the Jama'ah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above the creation, above His throne, based upon the verses of the Book of Allah and the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, is established by ijma' consensus from the Muslims, the Salaf, the rightly guided Salaf, the companions, the Tabi'un, their students, and the Asba' al-Tabi'in. And this belief is in accordance to our fitrah, the innate state that Allah has created each and every one of us with. And this belief that Allah is above the throne, above the creation, is in accordance to sound logic. If we were to look in the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the belief of the Muslim has to be based upon the Quran and the Sunnah. In accordance to the ayat and the authentic ahadith, we start with the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. From the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ali, the Most High. And His attribute of perfection is Al-Ulu, highness. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in a verse that many of the Muslims recite daily, numerous times. In Ayat al-Kursi, Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said, Tabarak wa ta'ala, wa huwa al-Ali al-Azim, and He is the Most High, the Almighty. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, in a surah that we hear nearly every Jum'ah, سَبْحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى, glorify your Lord, the Most High, Al-A'la. As Imam ibn Khuzaymah rahimahullah, he said, A'la kulli shay, wa fawqa kulli shay. He is the Most High, and He is above everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه هو الباطل وأن الله هو العلي الكبير. That is because Allah, He is the truth, الحق. And what they supplicate to besides Allah, meaning the mushrikun, is falsehood. And Allah is the Most High, the Most Great. Similarly, حفظكم الله, from the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Tahir, الله عز وجل يشهد في القرآن هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. He is the first, the last, the most high, and the most new in his knowledge. And the best explanation for this ayah is the explanation of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we find in the authentic Sunnah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explained this by saying, أَنْتَ الْأَوَّلُ لَيْسَ قَبْلَكَ شَيْءٍ, you are the first, and nothing is before you. وَأَنْتَ الْآخِرُ لَيْسَ بَعْدَكَ شَيْءٍ, and you are the last, nothing is after you. وَأَنْتَ الظَّاهِرُ لَيْسَ فَوْقَكَ شَيْءٍ, and you are the most high, nothing is above you. وَأَنْتَ الْبَاطِنُ لَيْسَ دُونَكَ شَيْءٍ, and you are the most near, and nothing is nearer than you. And that closeness is with Allah's knowledge, and a proof of that, it is clear, habibukum Allah, if we just look at the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٌ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Allah Azza wa Jal said, we created man. And we know, look, we know what his own soul whispers to him. And we are closer to him than his regular being, with knowledge. وَنَعْلَمُ, it's clear. Likewise, if someone from Ahlul Fara was to try and bring us the verse, when Allah Azza wa Jalla tabarak wa ta'ala, he says, هو الذي خلق السماوات والأرض في ستة أيام ثم استوى على العرش يعلم ما يلج في الأرض وما يخرج منها وما ينزل من السماء وما يعرج فيها. It is He, Allah your Lord, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. Then he rose above the throne. See, they ignore that part. Ahl al-Qur'an. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Allah knows what goes into the earth and what comes from the earth and what comes from the sky and what ascends to the sky. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ, and he is with you wherever you are. Meaning with his knowledge, the verse is clear. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. He knows what goes into the earth, and he knows what comes from the earth. So Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَ مَا كُنْتُمْ, he is with you wherever you are with knowledge. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرًا, Allah sees everything that you do now. Allah hears everything that you say. Allah sees everything that you do. And Allah has knowledge of all things. That's why the Imam Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullah ta'ala, he conveyed a consensus of the companions and the tabi'un, the students of the companions, that Allah Azza wa Jal fawqa 'arshihi, is above his throne. وَعِلْمُهُ فِي كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, and his knowledge is in every place. His knowledge encompasses everything. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, brothers and sisters, if we look in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes for us that he is above the heavens. Allah azza wa jalla said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, do you feel secure? أَمِنْتُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ يَخْسِفَ بِكُمَ الْأَرْضَ فَإِذَا هِيَ تَمُورُ. Do you feel secure and say that he who is above the heavens will not cause the earth to sink with you and there will be earthquakes? Now again, the people in this guidance, they try and argue that this is referring to the angels. However, we have the statement of Abdullah ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, the expert of explaining. feel secure? Do you feel safe from the punishment, the torment of the one who is above the heavens, and this is Allah Azza wa Jal? Our understanding is based upon the understanding of the companion. Also, these individuals, they do not have any predecessors from the immah, the imams of the religion, and we challenge them. Give us one clear text, nafsul al-zahir, or even that which the meaning is apparent, from any of the Qurun al-Mufaddala, from any of the three praiseworthy generations that affirm your false belief. That Allah has written, Allah mawjood bila makan. Allah exists without a place. Give us one of the imma that made this statement like you make. Give us one verse from the book of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They will never be able to provide us with a clear ayah for their false belief. Give us one authentic hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We challenge them, مَا لَسْتَطِيرُونَ مَعَيْدَوْا إِلَّا الْكَلَامِ. All they have is rhetoric and logic and philosophy that they inherited from the Greeks. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala, He clearly informed us in the Quran that He is above the creation. For example, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ, and He is the comparer above His servants. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ, and He is the all-wise, well acquainted with all things. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said concerning the angels, يَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. They fear their Lord who is above them. Clear. And they do what they have been commanded. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala informed us in the Quran that He raises things to Himself. Yes, because Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation. Allahu fawqa 'arshihi. Allah is above His throne, above the creation, ba'inu min khalqihi, distinct and separate from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, as we find in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ وَمُطَهِّرُكَ مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. الْآيَةُ. And remember when Allah said, O Jesus, يا عيسى, إِنِّي مُتَوَفِّيكَ وَرَافِعُكَ إِلَيَّ, I will take you and raise you to myself. It's clear, perfect. Anyone who hears this ayah, they understand the meaning. The young and the old, except for those who have been polluting with the rhetoric of the people of Kalam and deviation. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, informing us that things are sent to Him. Allah Azza wa Jalla, ta'arruju al-mala'ikatu wa ruhu ilayhi fi yawmi, kana miqdaruhu khamsina al-fatana. The angels and the Ruh Jibril ascend to Allah in a day equivalent to 50,000 years. Ascend. The matter, the meaning is clear. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِلَيْهِ يَتَعَدُ الْكَلِمَ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. To Allah rises the good word, and the righteous deed raises it. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is above His throne, above the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us that He sent down revelation. Many of our children, when in Allah alhamd, have memorized the ayah of Yusuf Muhammad. Many of us, we have memorized it. When in Allah alhamd, we understand it. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And we sent down the Quran on the night of divine decree. Al-Inzal min al-Ahla. This is from high. The meaning is clear in the Arabic language. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ الْقُرْآنَ الْعَرَبِيَّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعْقِلُونَ. We sent down the Quran in the Arabic language so that you can understand it. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is above His throne, above the creation. And Allah
عز وجل is not restricted by space. But the people in misguidance, they try and argue and claim. And the reason why they try and argue that, and they try and ascribe that to the people of the Sunnah, well, we're barking because the people of the Sunnah, they say, Allah is above the creation. Ba'inu min khalqihi, separate from the creation. Nothing restricts or confines Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah is the all-rich, the one deserving of all praise. Likewise, Hazratukum Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla informed us in 7 verses in the Qur'an that He rose above the throne. From the ayat is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jalla, Inna Rabbukum Allah alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ardha fi sittati ayyam, thumma istawa 'ala al-'arsh. Indeed, your Lord Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, then He rose above the throne. And these individuals, Ahlul Bidah, Hadim al-Farad, they argue based upon the statement of an unknown poet, a Christian poet, that the meaning of Istawa is Istawa to conquer. وَهَذَا مِنْ أَفْتَرِ أَبَاطِيلِ. Because if we were to say that it means conquer, who was in control of it prior to that? وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. Not just that, our understanding comes from the Imma of the Salaf. الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى والحمد لله هو سلفنا في ذا سلف أرسل السلف إلى سهل بن صفوان the father of the Jahmiya likewise the Mu'tazila and those who walked upon their path. الإمام البخاري رحمه الله he quotes in his Sahih the explanation of Mujahid and Al-Ali for the word Istawa. He said it means ala wa kafa, to rise. So Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ar-Rahman wa ala al-arsh istawa, the most merciful rose above the throne. The meaning is clear. And Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah was from those a'immah imam that affirmed that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation. A mujahid who said that the meaning of istawa is ala wa kafa. This was the students of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah. These are our predecessors. Barakallahu feekum. And there are many ayat, wa takarna ba'daha, we only mention some of them. Another proof. The previous prophets used to teach their nations that Allah Azza wa Jalla tabarak wa ta'ala was above the creation. And a proof of that in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal is when Allah Azza wa Jal tells us about the statement of Fir'aun, فَجْعَلْ لِي صَرْحًا لَعَلِّي أَطَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِ مُوسَىٰ وَإِنِّي لَأَظُنُّهُ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Fir'aun says, build for me a lofty tower so that I may look for the God of Moses. And I believe that he is a liar. Let us return back to the understanding of the Imma Shaykh al-Mufassirin. Ibn Jarir al-Tabari rahimahullah, for example, how did he explain this ayah? He said, rahmatullahi alayhi, فِيمَا يَقُولُ مِنْ أَنَّهُ مَعْبُودٍ يَعْبُدُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. Fir'aun said, I believe that Musa is a lion when he claims that he has a God who he worships that is above the heavens. So the previous prophets and messengers used to teach their nation that Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala is above the creation. Look, brothers and sisters, at the verses that we just mentioned today. How Allah Azza wa Jalla established in numerous ways and various angles that He is above the creation subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that what I mentioned here is only a limited amount of verses pertaining to this topic, but there are many more. For the one who reads the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and reflects upon it. If we were to look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that now in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is affirmed that Allah Azza wa Jal is above the creation. The word of hadith, the hadith of the Jariyah fi Sahih Muslim, and other than Sahih Muslim, صلى الله عليه وسلم سأل الجاري he asked the slave girl أين الله where is Allah she said في السماء above the heavens he said من أنا who am I she said أنت رسول الله you are the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said أعتقها فإنها مؤمنة free her but verily she's a believer شهد بأنها مؤمنة أي عقيدتها الصحيحة سليمة The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam testified that she was a believer, her creed, her belief was sound in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It should be of no surprise that the people of misguidance, الَّذِينَ يُحَرِّضُونَ الْكَلِمَ مَوَافِقِ those who distort the words from their true and correct context, what do they do when it comes to this hadith that is in Sahih Muslim? They say the hadith is Zahid. Based upon their desires. Why? Because it opposes their hawa, the philosophy that they already developed within their minds. And alhamdulillah, fawahahum Allah. Allah Azza wa Jalla exposed these individuals. Lima the wine, ma'a indhum imam, min a'immat al-hadith. They don't have any scholar, no precedent from weakening this hadith, from any of the scholars of hadith. The only people that they have are individuals who are known to have drowned in misguidance like a country and other than him. And what an evil setup you have. As for us, we have Imam Muslim. As for us, we have Al-Bukhari. As for us, we have Shafi'i. And other than them, Rahimahum Allah Ta'ala. Ni'ma al-Salaf ha'ula. What an excellent predecessor we have. Likewise, if we were to look at another hadith, هو متفق عليه البخاري ومسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, ألا تأمنوني وأنا أمين من في السماء. يأتيني خبر السماء صباحا ومساء. He said, Do you not trust me? I am trusted by him who is above the heavens, and the revelation of the heavens comes to me day and night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is affirming in this hadith that Allah is above the heavens. How can anyone come and say, Allah is in every place where he has to be there? يُخَالِفَ الْآيَاتَ الْكَثِيرَةِ Opposing many verses of the Quran. وَيُخَالِفَ الْآحَدِيثُ الصَّحِيحَ And opposing authentic ahadith. Based upon hawa. Based upon mutashabihat. Very and unclear evidences. And if they would have returned the unclear evidences back to the muhkamah, the clear verses, the meaning would be clear that Allah Azza wa Jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala is above the creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the hadith, another proof in Sunan al-Tirmidhi, wa hadith al-Sahih, it is an authentic hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن يرحم من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء Those who show mercy to others The most merciful will bestow mercy upon them Have mercy upon those who are in the earth Who live upon the earth And the one who is above the heavens will have mercy upon you May Allah bless us to be merciful We are all in need of the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, we could continue, brothers and sisters, mentioning ahadith from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no doubt this meaning tawatara tawatur al ma'nawiyya. There are so many ahadith affirming that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above the creation. No doubt, in terms of the meaning, it reaches the level mutawatir. It is impossible for that many narrations to come together and make up something with this meaning. Likewise, Habibukum Allah, our understanding is the understanding of the companions. Now, Ajma al-Sahaba, all of the companions agree that Allah Azza wa Jalla is above his throne, above the creation. There is suffice with one authentic narration that comes in the Sahih of Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah. Zainab bint Jahsh, she is opposed to the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, in إن الله أنكحني في السماء. Verily, Allah married me to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Verily, Allah azza wa jal married me to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from above the heavens. وفي رواية صحيحة and in an authentic narration version of this وزوجني الله من فوق سبع سماوات. Allah married me to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from above the seven heavens. That's the companion. The matter was clear to them. There was no disagreement amongst them. Why? Because they understood the meaning of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most knowledgeable as it relates to Himself. And Allah azza wa jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala is the most eloquent and clear in speech. And He affirmed for Himself that He is above the creation. He affirmed for Himself that He is above the heavens. Now Allah azza wa jalla is also that which is correct. Likewise, ijma, consensus of this ummah, unanimous agreement from the people of the Sunnah, yes. Al-Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah, does anyone know his name? Does anyone know the name of Al-Imam al-Awza'i rahimahullah? Fadal. Abdurrahman ibn Amr, when did he die? Anyone? Find out for me, inshaAllah. When did Awza'i rahimahullah, one of the Imams of the Salaf, Abdurrahman ibn Amr rahimahullah, he said, conveying a consensus, he said, كُنَّ وَالتَّابِعُونَ مُتَوَافِرُونَ نَقُوْ. We would say, as the students of the companions, there were many of them among us. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ فَوْقَ عَرْشِهِ وَنُؤْمِنُ بِمَا وَرَدَتْ بِهِ السُنَّةُ مِنَ الصِّفَاتِ. We used to say, as the students of the companions were many among us, that Allah Azza wa Jalla is upon His throne, and we believe in the Sunnah that affirm the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the authentic Sunnah. We'll give one more example of ijma, scholars quoting consensus on this matter. And numerous scholars have quoted a consensus of the people of Sunnah on this affair in opposition to the Jahmiyyah and the Mu'tazilah, who are from al-Firq al-Bashah, the misguided sects. Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zur'a al-Razi. Abu Zur'a al-Razi, who died in 264 Hijri. Abu Hatim, he died in 267 Hijri. And in their treatise known as the Aqidat al-Qadiyyah. And at the beginning they mentioned that this is the belief that they found all of the scholars that they met during their journey to seek knowledge holding. This is the belief of all of the scholars of the Sunnah that they met. And from that belief was, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلَ عَلَى عَرْشِهِ بَعِنٌ مِّنْ خَلْقِهِ. That Allah is above His throne, and He is separate and distinct from the creation. Because Allah is the Khaliq, He is the Creator. كَمَا وَصَفَ نَفْسَهُ فِي كِتَابِهِ وَعَلَى لِسَانِ رَسُولِهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم بِلَا شَيْءٍ. Like Allah described Himself in the Quran and upon the tongue of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم without stating how. Yes, we affirm what Allah affirms for Himself. In the verses of the Quran, we affirm for Allah what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam affirmed for Allah in the authentic Sunnah. Min ghayri tahreef, without distortion. Min ghayri ta'teef, without denial. Min ghayri tajeef, without stating how. Wa min ghayri tamthil, and without resembling Allah to the creation. Because as Allah said, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Allah. He is the all-seeing, all-hearing. is in accordance to the fitrah, the innate state of Allah created every one of us upon. And a proof of that, وَجَلُّكِ نَفْتِكِ. And this proof would mention to an individual previously who has fallen into ilm al-kalam, some aspects of rhetoric, that when you make du'a to Allah Azza wa Jal, your heart turns toward where? Towards the heavens. You raise your hands towards the sky. That is the proof from the fitrah. When that was mentioned to him, he said, Hayyarani. Now he's confused me, yes. I cannot argue. I find this within myself. So we have Quran, Sunnah, Ijma', consensus, and even the fitrah. The innate state that Allah created every one of us with. However, the condition of the people of rhetoric and bid'ah, it was corrupting and polluting. Due to the individuals they sat with and mixed with from the field of innovation and misguidance. And that is why the imam they said, no one who entered into the realm of rhetoric and philosophy was ever successful. Was ever successful. Because it's going to lead you to have doubts. As for the people of the Sunnah, you see that they are firm like mountains. Why? Because the Aqeedah of their belief is based upon the Quran, the Sunnah, with understanding of the rightly guided Salaf. That cannot be shaken. Other opinions they change, tatarayr or tatabattal. Likewise, this is in accordance to some logic. Because, as we mentioned at the beginning, from the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Ali the Most High, from the primary attributes of Allah and the renewal, highness. Highness is an attribute of perfection. You all agree upon that? Now, however, when they say Allah is in every place, entails loneliness. Loneliness is a characteristic of deficiency. We all agree upon that? Also, when they say Allah mawjud bila makan, Allah exists without any place, that is a characteristic of something that doesn't exist. That is why, look at this, ikhwan. These individuals that deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal, شَفَهُ اللَّهَ بِخَلْقِهِ أَوَّلًا. Firstly, they resemble Allah to the creation in their minds. When they read those ayahs and they read the ahadith, what comes to their mind is that which is like the creation of Allah, billah. And that is a fundamental error, because there is nothing like Allah. What do they do then? يَفِرُّونَ إِلَى التَّعْفِيلِ. So they flee and they deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. But now the problem is, وَقَعُوا فِي التَّشْبِيهِ أَخِيرًا. Now again they fall into tashbih, because they resemble Allah to something that does not exist. Because something that has no attributes resembles what? Something that doesn't exist. Is that clear to everyone? If something exists, it must have attributes. However, the Mahasir, they say, they deny the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. That is why the ulama, they say, Rahimahumullah, Al-Mushabbihu ya'budu sanaman, wal-mu'attilu ya'budu adama. The one who resembles Allah to the creation, he worships an idol. The one who resembles Allah to the creation, the one who says, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, Allah's fear is like our fear, that's disbelief. Or the hand of Allah is like our hand, that is kufr, disbelief. But the Sunni Salafi, he says what? I affirm that Allah is a Sami' to all things, and from His attributes is Sam', hearing. Allah Azza wa Jalla from His names is what? A Sami' to all hearing. And the attribute is hearing Sam'. We affirm that from the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the all seeing. From the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jalla is that His sight. And we say that these attributes of Allah are befitting His majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ulama, they say, rahimahumullah, they say that al-musabbihu ya'budu sanana, the one who resembles Allah to the creation, he worships an idol. Wal-mu'attilu, the one who denies Allah's attributes, he worships something that does not exist. That is why, habithukum Allah, the belief of the people of the Sunnah is wadiha. فَإِنَّ عَلَى الْحَقِّ نُورًا Upon the truth there is light. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Glorified is Allah, the Lord of might and power. He is exalted and free from what the mushrikun and the people of deviation say about Him, and peace to the messengers. Peace be upon the messengers. لِسَلَامَةِ مَا قَالُوا Because what the messengers came with, it was correct in terms of our belief about Allah. تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى And all praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ikhwan, that is why Uzi nafsi wa ikhwani, I like myself and my brothers and my sisters, that we busy ourselves learning the correct beliefs, learning about the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we defend it and we stand firm upon it. Because if we learn the fundamentals of Islam, our allegiance will be for Allah. And our disassociation will be for Allah. But if your attachment is to personality, it will be based upon who you like and who you do not like. That is why it is not surprising that we find the Mukhajira. You have individuals now, Khadalu Ahlul Sunnah, Hassan Yuhadul Dar, from the YouTube cop chasers, who have forsaken the people of the Sunnah even in this issue. Instead of speaking the truth and affirming what Allah affirmed for Himself and defending the religion of Islam, they choose to ignore the people of falsehood and deviation and attack the people of the Sunnah وَيَتَقَوَّلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ and they spread lies and misinformation concerning them while they're silent about those who say Allah exists without any place. Allah has revealed in every place, other than that, من المقالات الفاسدة. But we're not surprised because these very individuals, when their colleagues and their allies say, Tawheed is not going to rectify our society, or when they attack the books of Tawheed or the scholars of Tawheed, we do not hear a word, لا نسمع منهم كلمة ولا يحركون ساكنة they do not move a finger. لماذا? Because their allegiance is around personalities and around their own selves. You hear some of them say, it doesn't matter whether you are from the attributes of Allah or whether you are from the attributes of Allah, you know that doesn't matter to me. I have my own program. However, somebody says one word about them, I'm a deep dunya when I'm suffering, you'll see a thousand videos on YouTube. But when it comes to Allah, when it comes to the rights of Allah, when it comes to the attributes of Allah, that's not important. It's about uniting. It wasn't about uniting. Because when it came to you, there is no end to the amount of insults and fabrications That is why, brothers and sisters, let us attach ourselves to the truth. Even in Tahajeed, that those some of those who claim to be upon the Sunnah, management, minhum, we don't hear anything from them in defense of these fundamentals. All it is about Fulan and Fulan, defending Fulan and Fulan. Da'an min hada, defend the deen of Allah. أدخل الناس بالعلم النافع والعمل الصالح. Anyone can delve into he said, she said, and put a video on Facebook or YouTube. A baby can do it. Just put the camera in front of the baby. Someone may say the baby can't speak. That's better than what we hear on some of those videos. God, at least I'm just like, no one's harm. Ikhwan, the responsibility of the people of the Sunday is great. The mas'uliyyah is azim. The responsibility of each and every one of us is great. In our communities, in our society, how many people do not know what we've made them today? I have a ikhwan that I found it, one of the virtuous brothers here from the city. He told me there's a school in the city, an Islamic school. They teach the children in the Islamic school that Allah is in every place. أخبرني قبل أيام، informed me a few days ago. وجزاه الله خيرا شجعني على تأييد كتاب، and encouraged me to write and compile a book, affirming that Allah عز وجل is above the creation and addressing some of the doubts. And no doubt, الحمد لله, there are even already materials, like Ibn Qudama, like Az-Zahabi, and before them Az-Darimi. Many of the imams have written, one of the actual books about this topic, and some of them have addressed this topic in other words. However, alhamdulillah, I think it would be beneficial that we have something that is munasib, concise and simple to the English reader, and likewise to the beginner, to understand this important matter. I've mentioned to you before, Ikhwan, if you look at the da'wah of the imam, the imams of the sunnah, when we study with Shaykhana Shaykh Hufi rahimahullah in Yemen, and the students would go out, if for example you used to ride and you got on a bus, you would find the students of the Shaykh many times they would rather have conversation with the common people on the bus, and it would be Islamic to our person, Ain Allah, where is Allah? There's nothing wrong with that question. Why? Because the Prophet asked the Savior that question. And if you object to that question, you object to what the Prophet said. And yes, some people they would not know, but there was an opportunity to give them da'wah. No, Allah is the one above the creation. Allah said, Ar-Rahman ala arsh istawa, the most merciful he rose above the throne. Giving da'wah to Sunnah. Giving da'wah to Aqeedah Sahiha, calling the people to Tawheed. And alhamdulillah, the Sunnah is spread. So the responsibility upon each and every one of us, brothers and sisters, is great. When you go back to your communities, when you go back to your masajid, some of you, when you go back to your country, now acquire beneficial knowledge. Now that your Aqeedah Sahiha, the correct belief, learn it, and when you have the ability, you convey it and you teach it. Learn about the Sunnah, implement it, convey it to the people and teach it. And alhamdulillah, be upon clarity. You have no choice except to be upon clarity. Because look, when alhamdulillah you cry by these affairs, the people of misguidance, some of them will make takfir upon you. Like the Ahbab, that deviant sect, they accuse the people of the Sunnah of being Jews when they have been that. Because they don't have a Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, but kafir man wa asr minna, they declare those who are better than us to be kufar when they have been that. Wal marru ma'a man ahad yawm al-qiyamah, and a person is with those we love on the day of judgment. So if you make takfir of Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, if you make takfir of Ibn Taymiyyah, or takfir of any of the Jazakumullah khairan. Any questions they want about anything that I've said or any tazweed. If, for example, somebody has a mulahaba, فَمَا قُلْتُ مِنَ الْحَقَّ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا أَخْطَأْتُ فِي شَيْءٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِي وَمِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ.
The word speaking can mean above or
in. Yes, it means in this context above. Fatihuk in our travel upon the earth. It doesn't mean in, for example, the verse, A'anitu man bis sama. Do you feel safe from he who is above the heaven? See here, it means above. And a proof of that as well is the hadith we mentioned. In Hamunan to Al, be merciful to those who are on the earth. It doesn't mean be merciful to those who are in the earth, the worms, or the dead, you know, the deceased and decomposed bodies. Those who are on the earth, above the earth, and the one who is above the heaven will have mercy upon you. That is why we say the one, we read the statement of Abu Hatim al-Razi and Abu Zur'a al-Razi. That Ahlul Sunnah, they believe that Allah is Fawqa Arshi, above His throne, Ba'inu min Khalqihi, distinct and separate from the creation. Now, because the people of the nation, they try to ascribe things to the people of the Sunnah, and the people of the Sunnah never say those things. Because all minds of Allah are tanbih, all they have is deception. That is what happened in that even when you respond to someone that is an adversary, someone that may be an opponent, you cannot ascribe to them what they're going to say. Yes, the Ahbash, they say, Allah mawjud bila makan. That's written in their books and on their website. Allah exists without place, which is barking. Against the Quran, against the Sunnah, and against Ijma. And that was inherited, as we said, we challenged them, give us one ayah. Where did Allah say that? Ma'indum shaykh. Where did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that? Ma'indum shaykh. Where did any of the Sahaba say that? Ma'indum shaykh. Give us a note that is clear, or that which is apparent, the meaning from any of the imam of Islam. They don't have anything. We don't want the statement of someone who came hundreds of years later, after the praiseworthy generation, who has been corrupted and influenced by the people of innovation like the Mu'tazila and the Jahil and other of them, because they're full around me. Qadi Fulan said such and such. This one said such and such. They came later on and they were influenced sadly by some of the work and the ideas of the Mu'tazila and the Jahil and other of them. All they have is maktubat and mawdu'at. They have a narration that's fabricated upon Ali. Ma'ajam say. So they, one of the lies that they say, you say means Ahlul Sunnah, Allah, He sits on His throne. Who says that? That's a kibbutz. Who says that? Rather we say Allah is above the throne. Allah is self-sufficient. He does not need anything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they have to lie to confuse the common people. But then have the people of Sunnah, وَلَحْتَاجُوا لِلَ الْكَبِيرِ. They don't need to lie. Because when the Haqq is with you, مَا تَحْتَاجُوا لِلَ الْكَبِيرِ. أَلْكَبِيرُ بِضَاعَةُ كُلِّ مُفْلِكِ. Lying is the ammunition of every bankrupt person who doesn't have any proof. All they can do is lie and ascribe to you what you didn't say. Barakallahu feekum now. Any other questions or one? The one about Musa? With Anan. When Allah Azza wa Jalla ta'ala informed us of the statement of Fir'aun, build for me a lofty tower. لَعَلِّ أَطَّلِعُ إِلَىٰ إِلَٰهِ مُوسَىٰ. So that I can look for the God of Moses. And verily I believe that he is from the liars. And the Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala explained that, saying that Fir'aun accused Musa of lying. When Musa clarified that the one whom you worship, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was above the heavens. And other a'immah said that, or something similar as well. Now, they say, Ahl al-Dalal, they try and ascribe to the people of the Sunnah, they say, those, alhamdulillah, our aqeedah, as we said, we stated, we don't hide it. Allah Azza wa Jalla, fawqa arshihi, ba'ilun min khalqihi, kama wasaba nafsahu bi kitabihi, wa ala lisani rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bila kayf. Allah is above his throne, above the creation, he is separate and distinct from the creation, as he described himself in his book, and upon the son of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without stating how. However, the people in Amazon, they say, you say, meaning Ahl al-Sunnah, Allah sits on his throne. Who said that? Maqala ha. So they answer that, so you say, meaning Ahl al-Sunnah, Allah has been, he needs the throne. Well, how's that kid about Ahl al-Sunnah? Ahl al-Sunnah say Allah is above the throne. And he is self-sufficient and he needs nothing. But all of the creation and the need of Allah is with him. Is that clear?
Naam, jazakumullah khair.
Like Imam Malik, the brother asked the question. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, again, alhamdulillah, look, the understanding of the imam and the art, when the individual who has been affected, again by ilm al-kalam, he asked the Imam Malik about how did Allah write, كيف استوى? Imam Malik, he became upset. And in one narration, he started to sweat. Because when we talk about Allah Azza wa Jalla, His name and His attributes, this is a serious subject. It has to be based upon text, with a relation. Not based upon kalam and philosophy. That is why, Tariqat al-Salaf, A'alim wa Ahkam, the word of the Salaf, it comprises of more knowledge and it is the safest way. Imam Malik, he raised his head. He said, al-istiwa ma'lum. The meaning of al-istiwa is known, meaning in the Arabic language. And as we mentioned, Mujahid said what? Al-istiwa, istawa, it means ala wa sabah, to rise. Word change, majhul. How? Is unknown. We don't know how. There is a committee change. There is nothing like Allah. We do not know how. Well, iman bihi wajib. Believing in it is wajib, it's an obligation. We have found the meaning of it. He said, what su'ala anhu bid'ah? Asking about this is a bid'ah and an innovation. He said, I do not see it such that you are an innovator. SubhanAllah, look at that, listen to that question. Look at that. I do not see it such that you are an innovator. And then he commanded the people to throw him out of the circle. Imagine we done that in this day. There are 50 videos on Instagram. We need to make it. They'd be like, you see these videos? You have 1,000 WhatsApp messages. Well, he threw him out of mercy. What did he say about Imam Malik? Father Sabulbi Imam Malik. When the individual came to Umar ibn Khattab, radiallahu anhu, Amir al-Mu'mineen, and he was arguing about the Mutashabi Ahad, and this individual was known to be a person to spread out. Umar radiallahu anhu, he never just commanded that the person be removed, he beat him with Mada, the date palm branches. So if certain individual he says, Hajbub, Hajbub, but that's enough for Amir al-Mu'mineen. Where was in my head? It's left me, it's left me. Why? Because in a nation of misguided in these affairs, they want it dangerous. It's dangerous. Yes, we want unity. Wallahi, la ilaha illa hu. But Allah wants unity. However, unity, it has to be the way that Allah has commanded us to unite, which is upon the Quran and the Sunnah with understanding of the companions. Because if someone now comes and says, yes, it doesn't matter if you make tawaf around the grave. It doesn't matter if you say Allah is in every place. It doesn't matter if you deny the attributes of Allah. It doesn't matter, wal'iyadu billah, if you attack the companions. We need to unite. Who gave you permission for such a statement? أَمْ لَهُمْ شُرَكَاءَ شَرَعُوا لَهُمْ مِنَ الدِّينِ مَا لَمْ يَأْذَنْ بِهِ اللَّهُ. Then they have fathers who legislated for them aspects of the religion that Allah did not allow them. Allah commanded you with what you must believe. Allah clarified what is correct and incorrect. Who are we to say? Yes, you know, I'll overlook this and I'll overlook that. From the fundamentals of the religion. Man nahnu rai. But like I said, Ikhwan, this claim of unity with some people is only a statement of the tongue. Because they want unity only with people that are with their program. If you disagree with their program, what kind of behavior that you have, justification, and you have valid reasoning, what shall we talk about you? Whether you're a scholar or anyone else. Look what they say about the scholars of the Sunnah, or the master of these, the scholars for Dallas. Because they're not with the program. What happened to unity? What happened to unity? What happened to speaking good about your body? What happened to like revealing all of this in front of the non-Muslims? And you know, the Masalih and the Masajid and other than that. Goes out the window because it's not in accordance to their agenda. Barakallahu fikum. Anyone else they want? The brother asked a good question. What are the various books that we can read on this topic? Our brother, Al-Akh al-Farabi, Wallahu Hadiru, wa la tuzaki ala Allahi ahada, nahsabu kadali. Andrew Rafiq has many websites clarifying these issues. He has, and if I make a mistake with regards to the website address, it's so Mooney. AboveTheThrone.com, AshAli.com, with an S, and other than that, clarifying these issues in detail. And if one, those individuals who talk about that brother, again, where is that adl wal insaf, fairness and justice? Because Allah commands us, in Allah ya'muru bil adl wal ihsan, Allah commands you with justice and benevolence to be just even when you're talking about your enemy. Be just in his cause of piety. Look at the effort that his brothers put forth in terms of clarifying the belief of the people of the Sunnah, refuting the doubt of the people of the innovation, whether they are Rafiwa, Jahmiya, or other than the Sufiya. Look at the book that he has. And then people, they come out alone today, and maybe Amir is old enough to be some of their father, Wallahu A'lam. And they say this person is kada, and he's ignorant, and he doesn't know anything. That's just. Where's your work? Show us, ha! The proof is in the pudding. Bintimari ta'ifunahu. You know them from their proofs. Where's yours? Where's your defense of Tawheed and the Sunnah? Ha! I'm not saying we do not claim infallibility for anyone. Like in Al-Hafiqal, I remember Ikhwan. In 96, our brother Amjad Habibullah, he would translate the words of the scholars. I used to call him when he was in Essex, before I went to Yemen, because I went to Sheikh Hufain in 97, between 97 and 2001. And I would ask him questions. At that time in 96, I didn't know Arabic. And the brother, Jazahullah Khairan, he benefited me, wa lillahi alhamdu, immensely. Because he knew Arabic, translated many of the classical works, even at that time. Look at him. So if you want to murder, criticize anyone, beat up. Ain't it happen? But if he gives a person a few views on Twitter, or murder, a few views on YouTube, some people, they go beyond bounds. And that type of person will regret your opinion. Because those people who are, you know, liking whatever you are saying and those comments if they are unjust, it's going to be in the dharma regret to you, your opinion. May Allah protect each and every one of us. Now, Al-Tabut, you know Arabic? Al-Ulu of Imam al-Zahri, Kitab-Qayyim. A beneficial book. Likewise, Ijtima' al-Jusr al-Islamiyya of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. The works of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn al-Taymiyyah. He discusses the issue in the Waqifiyya briefly. Alhamdulillah, when we study Waqifiyya here, and the Madarasa Waqifiyya, alhamdulillah, we discuss this matter in detail. And then Yati Wahid, some person comes to Ihyaadu Billah again, from the Muhaddila, and they ascribe to us that we say, we ascribe nothing to Sa'ad Allah. What does that even mean? Hadathullah. Now, any other questions in one before we close? Answer Suwal al-Akhir. Mutashabihat, the verses that are unclear. Those verses that are unclear, however, they become clear when we return them to the Muhkamat. Who can give me a proof of that from the Quran? You've answered, I think, many questions that one of you. Fadl. Somebody else? Somebody from the back, that there are verses that are muhkamat, clear, and there are verses that are not as clear. And the correct position with those verses that may not be clear, what is our motive? Hello, Shaban, you said? Father, Shaban. Father. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ It is He Allah who revealed to you and sent down to you the book. مِنْ وَآيَاتٌ مُحْكَمَاتٌ From those verses of the Qur'an, the book, there are clear verses. مِنْ الْبِدَايَةِ هُنَّ أُمَّ الْكِتَابِ And they are the mother of the book, meaning the clear verses. وَأُخْرَ مُتَجَابِهَاتٍ And there are other verses that are not as clear. فَأَمَّ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْنٍ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْهِ ابْتِغَاءَ الْفِتْنَةِ وَابْتِغَاءَ تَأْوِيلِهِ As for those that have a disease in their heart, they follow after the unclear verses. Because there's a disease in the heart. Now that we get purify our hearts. Because they desire fitna, tribulation. What وَمَا يَعْلَمُ تَأْوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ Those who are firmly grounded in knowledge, they say, يَقُولُونَ آمَنَّا بِهِ They say, we believe in it. كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا All of it comes from Allah. كُلٌّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ So, ikhwan, when it comes to the unclear verses, we return them back to the clear verses. Like, for example, the saying of Allah. I'll give an example. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ And He is with you wherever you are. We return that back to the clear verses. Actually, if we look at the verse, the context is clear. It's referring to knowledge. Allah, His knowledge is in every place. As for Allah Azza wa Jal, Himself, He affirmed that He is above the heavens, above the creation. Likewise, the other ayah that we mentioned. When Allah Azza wa Jal, He said, that him not to. We know what his own self-witness is in the human. We know with Allah's knowledge. He has claimed that to you with his knowledge that you are judging the things. So for example, if this verse here is unclear to someone, you will turn it back to the clear verse. The clear ayat. Is that clear, Quran? And that is why Ahlul Sunnah can never be overcome. Even if you don't know how to respond to a specific doubt, you know how to respond generally to doubts. You know how to respond generally to doubts. And nobody can pull the wool over your eyes. Like for example, alhamdulillah, you know the answer is what? At-tawheed. Tawheed is what? Ibadatullah wahdahu la sharika lah. To worship Allah alone without any partners. That's clear, right? وَمَنْ صَرَفَ مِنْهَا شَيْئًا لَغَيْرِهِ فَهُوَ لِلْكَافِرِ. Whoever directs any worship to other than Allah, he is a polytheist, a disbeliever. That's clear, right? That's the foundation and fundamental. Based upon ayat, based upon ahadith. That's the foundation of the religion, too. Deen al-Rusul wa al-Anbiya jami'an. The religion of all of the prophets. That's Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ Islam. The only religion accepted by Allah is Islam. Tawheed. Worshipping Allah alone and shunning all forms of shirk. If, for example, a Qururi, Sufi, a grave worshipper comes to you and they bring a doubt, they bring, for example, a verse, you do not know the meaning. They bring a hadith, you've never heard that hadith before. You have foundations. Even if you don't have a specific argument, you say the akal, which is sabit, la yatagayyar wa la yatabaddal, is never changing. Ibadah, worship is the sole right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Based upon the saying of Allah and the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As for what you're mentioning right now, maybe I don't understand it, but I'm certain there will be a response for it, mufassalan, and I will find it and I will come back to you. Easy. That's why one person, ikhwan, the common person upon tawheed and aqeedah sahiha, he will overcome the scholars of the people in this guidance. Because you have foundations that cannot be shaken. The foundation is firm and the branches they stretch to the sky. That tree, you can't shake it. Tornado comes, the roots are deep, it's still standing. The one, he doesn't have a solid foundation, it starts to rain, khalas, he melts like ice. Now that runs for firmness. Demokhalibul qulub, sabbit qulubana ala deenik. Now, I hope that was sufficient. Ikhtisaran as a concise summary. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.